Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare at SP Angel. You're right, Vadim?
How are you doing, Justin?
Yeah, I'm all right, you know. Look around the market, see what's happening. Still not, you know, convinced anything's really happening. But you see a couple of stocks rising and falling. But generally, sentiment's low and everything gets sold into. So, you know, you get most rises aren't that sustainable in the small cap, macro cap space. But it's a phenomenal stat that, you know, what's called now the Magnificent Seven in the US, they now make up 50% of the valuation of the S&P 500. 500 stocks, seven companies make up 50%. And a lot of that, of course, recently has been put down to AI and the adoption of that and their use of that and how that will transform them. And so it's worth looking at AI because we know it's going to be transformational. You know, most of us, I've tried it, ChatGPT, we've seen things, on the internet, it's been transformed with it, with its filmmaking, all that. And if you look at the sectors where it's going to transform the most, one of the sectors is healthcare. You know, medtech, all that healthcare, because there's lots of data involved. And so what I thought we'd do over the next 5 weeks, highlight, you know, a stock a week that we think, you know, is listed in the UK, that medtech device, and they are utilising AI, and that'll become a bigger part of maybe what they're doing in future. Because it's going to transform, isn't it, the healthcare into certain parts, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I agree 100% with all of that. It's already happening now. We are seeing some stocks run ahead. That, in my opinion, that by no way means we've missed anything. I think the market is still depressed, right? And it's just there's been some movement in some healthcare stocks, and it doesn't surprise me that it won't surprise anyone that those are AI heavily AI driven healthcare companies. You know, we mentioned one last week. A company called eTherapeutics, which we'll discuss. I think we touched on it last week. We'll discuss a bit more today. But the thesis, couldn't agree with you more. AI, it isn't. I don't think it's just a fad anymore. We see tangible changes already from AI. We've all played with a, you know, ChatGPT, but that's just, you know, it's just the surface. What it can do in all these different forms, in terms of accelerating drug development. In healthcare as an example, is phenomenal. So it will change it's going to change the industry. It's going to change every industry, but, you know, focusing just on healthcare, it is going to accelerate drug development. So let's cover that one company just to kick this off. But I agree on the change we're living through is going to be phenomenal. And it isn't just, you know, it's so easy to get it carried away with fads. This, in my opinion, isn't. It's more than just, you know, fad. It's more than just transformational. It's one of these moments where I think, kind of like the internet was in the late 90s, we don't know how it's going to change things fully, but we know it's already changing things. Okay, so let's use this example, eTherapeutics. Okay, so this company already has doubled in the last couple of weeks because they've been explicit about how they're integrating AI into all of their work streams, essentially. And it's not that it's easy for them to do. It's just their business lends itself well to this because they were already in AI. And, you know, these large language models are a natural next step in integrating into their current work streams. So what do? They are in the business of computational biology. So that's half the battle won, if you like. They're already in computational services in healthcare, okay? So what they effectively do is they try to model human physiology, if you like, in a computer, so in silico, as it's known. Mm-hmm. And they help companies find leads. So that's part of their service. They do it also for themselves, and they find leads. A lead is a target and something that you want to target a drug to, okay? Mm-hmm. So they originally, the business was founded around computational biology in terms of helping other companies do so. And they continue doing that. And they have agreements with companies like iTeos, and they have, they've had previous agreements with the likes of Merck. But they also are identifying leads for themselves and developing those leads in terms of RNAi, which is hitting them with a specific type of drug, which is RNA interference. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're already in the area of computational biology. What they're doing now is using these more, well, very powerful large language model GPT type programs to accelerate things even further. And that's kind of the future we can see. Where are these, where is AI going to help in drug development? There's many places it will, but one place where it will, and you can imagine a future, maybe not in a year, but where we get less done in a wet lab and more done in a computer, so that you don't have to screen thousands and thousands of molecules. You can do them, the computer can do that, and then you, it spits out the best possible, you know, molecules, for example, to test, to then go into clinic and test in, or, you know, first in animals and then test in humans, okay? So that's an example where we're going to accelerate drug development, because we don't have to go through, or hopefully won't have to go through all these complicated phases of screening multiple molecules, okay? And then in the case of e-therapeutics, a good example is they'll help find targets. So for example, you can imagine there's so many pieces of data that go, that are involved in finding a new target. What, you know, AI can do is it can evaluate the literature, it could evaluate the patent landscape, it could evaluate your data, it can evaluate other data sets, and put all that together to spit out, if you like, what are the optimal targets you should be aiming for in terms of drug development. So that's, these are all the elements, say, in preclinical development that can be accelerated drastically. And that's why people talk about, you know, how's AI going to influence drug development? Well, it'll accelerate that phase, because it can do all of these things much, much quicker in silico, rather than having to go through this trial and error back and forth of going into the lab, testing things, coming back, you know, saying, well, that hypothesis, you'll still have that. And over time, that'll be, you know, the iterations, my impression is the iterations will be reduced over time. So that's what AI brings to kind of drug development. And yeah, a company like eTherapeutics is right in the middle of all this, because they were already doing that. And what they're doing now with the GPTs is just putting even more powerful algorithms into their own model.
Yeah. And so as far as finances, they are, what, 128, 130 million market cap, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
And so they've just seen the financial results. They raised 13.5 million in September, and at the year end they had, well, 31st of January, they had 31.7 million in cash and short-term deposits. So revenues are still quite small, aren't they? $500,000 in revenues and operating loss of 10 million. So we're lost for the year of 8.3 million. So they're obviously at loss-making and still raising money at this stage. But the share price...
Correct. This is a drug development, like, if you like, a development stage business. They have drugs of their own. We didn't talk about at length the whole RNAi silencing pipeline of programs they have there. But they also have this computational biology origin and side of the business, which is now transforming very quickly in terms of this whole AI transformation, right? So I guess my main point, to your point about, say, this cash burning company, yes, it is indeed. It's the development stage, if you like, business, okay? But in terms of, unlike other companies currently, they're burning money, but they have a lot of money. So they had, I think, 30 million roughly on their balance sheet at the last balance sheet date. They're backed by the likes of, you know, Schroders and MNG. You know, they have pretty very strong shareholders. Aura, I think, is there as well. And you know, I'm not, the runway is fine in terms of the cash burn. So unlike, you know, you and I have discussed many smaller companies that are in the last year of runway or last 6 months of runway, there is less concern here because the runway, you know, goes for quite some time. Now, the opportunity, I think, is what is why the price is rising very quickly, is because people see, are starting to see how they're one of the first movers in healthcare. Well, certainly on the London Stock Exchange, there are very few that are so well, in, you know, where AI is so deeply integrated into their business. So that's what I think is we're starting to see. We're starting to see the share price rally on that basis, because it is truly a first mover in this space and a play on AI in healthcare.
Yeah. Okay, marvelous stuff. ETX is the ticker there. Like I say, it's come down a lot from, well, it's had an excellent rise from, what, 1.4 pence back in, this is June 2019, 1.4 pence up to 48 pence in December 2021. But a sharp fall off there then. It's come back down to sort of 15 pence, and then we had the big fall off in 23, in fact, earlier this year. It went down to 9.7 pence, just below 10 pence, and now it's at 22. So it's doubled since, what, May, 2nd of May. So it's doubled pretty much there. But what's called the answer? Well, it's looking quite high at the moment, so it may have to consolidate a bit here, but who knows?
That, you know, you're right. You know, I don't know. In terms of breaking through 50-day averages and all that kind of stuff, I agree with you. Like, there's, you know, it has had a spike recently, but their decline, the decline of share price that you described, that was over the entire period of kind of the biotech decline of the, you know, the market backdrop. Meanwhile, the business has been progressing things substantially, right? So usually what one's concerned about, this is why I like this stock a lot, is because, you know, it's seen highs of 50p, you know, at the peak of the biotech, I think 2021, summer 2021 was when biotech market peaked. But what's happened in the last, say, 2 years is the entire market's dropped and ETX has come down with it. But what they've done is they've not only progressed their, you know, their own compounds, substantially increased their computational side through all the integration of all these LLMs, but more importantly, also have capitalized their balance sheet, right? So they're sitting on $30 million in cash. That's my point. Unlike other small biotech companies, you know, which are in, you know, precarious position. They're running out of cash from that period when they raised money, say, in 2021, and unfortunately are kind of stuck now with their shares down 70, 80, 90%, and yet cash runway is running out, you know, and haven't refinanced. So this isn't, that's why I say it's unlike those companies. A, it's progressed the business substantially over 2 years and, you know, seen a share price decline like everyone else. But in the meantime, I've refinanced quite well because they have good shareholders. And, you know, testament to the story. Why do they have good shareholders? Because the story is a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to keep an eye on that. I mean, it's rallied very strongly of late. But like I said, it's funny now because previous high was in December where it went to 23 pence. And it sort of almost hit that recently, the last few days, but it's come off a bit. So maybe that's a bit of a temporary resistance, and in fact it did the same again in August and July, so maybe that's a little bit of support resistance level here, who knows. So it may have a little breather here, so give you a chance to research it and then you know, see what's happening. So what do you think will be the next bit of news? I mean, what like, is there any sort of, is there any obvious upcoming milestones or not?
Yeah, so I mean, they have in terms of their RNAi, so we didn't touch on this too much, right? So they have preclinical programs in terms of their targets, right? So what they're doing is they're advancing those, and we'll be hearing news flow on that, you know, within this year and next year as well. So that's a steady source of news flow. Where I think we might get kind of some more positive surprises is just in the description of how they're capitalizing on the AI moment, if you like. And that's hard to predict as to what that news flow will look like. But without question, their business model continues as it is. You know, you just have this AI overlay in terms of how quickly things are progressing in terms of their computational biology, which is new. That's in the last, you know, 6 to 12 months, that's progressed hugely. But in the meantime, we'll get all their preclinical programs advancing, and that we're going to get news flow regularly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very exciting space. Marvelous stuff. ETX. Cheers for that, Vadim. Speak next week.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.